Okay, first of all, I can just endorse everything that my colleagues here have said. I wish I'd met you a few months ago, actually, because I was recently out in Kerala. And I was putting together an accessible tour itinerary of Kerala, so, and I visited and audited 21 hotels from Kochi all the way up to Mannar. It was just spectacular. It's one complete country in one state.
Thank you.
I even stayed on the only accessible houseboat in the world on the backwaters.
Glad you did.
Absolutely sensational. India so surprised me. I love it. I'm going to carry on the theme of looking at a different way of approaching and really shaping the future of travel that's accessible and inclusive. I'm just going to read the first paragraph, and after that, I'm just going to freestyle it. But I just want to make sure I set the scene for this. So, travel counselors. When I joined Travel Counselors 10 years ago, I advocated a paradigm shift in thinking and belief that proposed that the future of making travel and accessible inclusive to millions of people across the globe lay within the remit of a mainstream travel organization. Only they would have the resources, the reach and influence to scale up what's traditionally been viewed and still is viewed as niche and specialist. And I'd wish to advocate the same here today. But to do that, I really need to establish my credentials for me to put such a proposal forward. I've been in travel industry for 41 years now. I started in 1977, working in the sharp end of tourism, working in Spain, Greece, Morocco, Italy, France, in the youth market, when this was the first generation of young people that ever traveled abroad without their parents. So it was industry shaping. It was exciting. In 1986, I broke my neck whilst I was working in the French Alps. Thanks to the top neurosurgical hospital in Grenoble, I survived, and they did some extraordinary surgery on me, but it still meant that I spent 8 months in a spinal injury unit and came out in a wheelchair, and it meant my life had changed in a blink of an eye, like it does for many of us, so that I wasn't able to pursue my businesses. I had businesses in Greece, in the French Alps, a ski instructor, a musician. So I was back in the UK, where I didn't particularly want to be, looking at where do I go from here. It probably wasn't surprising that I looked to the only industry I knew, which was travel, and particularly what it was offering to people who were in my situation. And what I saw was actually it was a pretty poor offering, and that back then, that was 97, if you wanted to travel on holiday, you needed to go with a charitable group or a handful of the specialist tour operators in the UK. And I just looked at that and thought, I can do better than this, and set some clear objectives. One was that I called the company Accessible Travel to shift the narrative away from disability towards accessibility, and the other was to aim to have that product sit on the shelf of any high street travel agent, just like any other travel product. And it took me 7 years to achieve that. I'm also the founder of a UK charity, Sportability, which uses challenging sporting pursuits as a rehabilitative tool. And this was really born from my experience in spinal units, where I saw people who were really finding it very difficult to move on from where they were at. But I knew the power of sport and the influence of and what can happen when you hang somebody off a cliff in the mountains, or take them skiing down the Alps, or scuba diving in the Red Sea. And Sportability celebrates its 30th anniversary next year, so I'm proud of that. And also founder of the Good Access Guide, which is an online resource for good access. But I've been with Travel Counselors for 10 years now. Travel Counselors is a travel organization, and it's a non-specialist travel organization. So who are Travel Counselors? Well, we're probably the most successful, unheard-of travel company in the world. We're in seven international operations. Our UK headquarters in Manchester, We have 2,200 personnel worldwide, and we carry 400,000 customers a year. I'm showing you that shiny picture of a building in Manchester just to show you that we're not a small enterprise. This is our global HQ in Manchester, where we have 350 personnel, and those 350 personnel exist entirely to support 1,000 highly experienced travel professionals who all work from home around the UK. What we have is phenomenal technology. We're a travel company, but we have 80 people in IT, so we have cutting-edge technology which is designed to enable travel counselors like myself, wherever we are in the world, to facilitate travel to anywhere, wherever anybody wants to go. So why aren't we more well known? We do not spend one single cent on advertising. We turn over $1 billion, we don't spend one penny on advertising. That's pretty unusual. So all our business comes to us through referrals, word of mouth. So we have 7 international operations. UK, there's 1,000 travel counselors. In Belgium and Netherlands, there's 200. I don't know if anybody here knows that travel counselors actually exist in Belgium, but we have a big operation this side of the channel. In Ireland, we have about 300 travel counselors. I've lost the screen completely. Okay, I've lost them. Okay, there we go. United Arab Emirates is our newest operation. We have about 80 travel counselors there from 21 different nationalities. And in South Africa, we have 300, which is mainly corporate travel. A multi-award winning company, mainly we win awards for our customer service and also international growth. And we were the first company to win the Queen's Award for innovation, and we've won that twice. So why would we want to change the world? This story is about changing the world in 12 months, quite a dramatic title, but hopefully I can show you that actually in our world we have. The pillar of our company is based on care. And if we don't care for everybody, we will never establish the credentials of being the most caring company in the world, which is our aim. So we cannot ignore 1 in 6 of the population. We can do this. We can do this as an organization, and therefore we must. It's a moral obligation. We must do this. So why would we want to change the world? I would suggest that all of the specialist tour operators in the world, and I include these gentlemen around this table here, who are incredible. John on the end there, so happy to meet him. He's always been a legend in my eyes, and from our gathering all get together already, we're going to collaborate on projects going forward. Now I know that you guys are in India. Maybe I don't have to carry my own bags next time I go to India.
Absolutely.
So thousands of people are traveling. That's the I would suggest in the UK that all 6 specialists in the UK carry a lot less than 10,000 people a year, and we have 10 million disabled people in the UK. That's niche. That's not the market. The market is somewhere else. In fact, accessible inclusive is probably the last major untapped market in travel. If we look around the industry, pretty much everything else has been done. This is the last major untapped market in travel. So why doesn't everybody do it? Why doesn't all the mainstream travel companies do it? I have to say that I'm really pleased and excited by the fact that ABTA are here. ABTA is the Association of British Travel Agents, and also TUI UK and TUI Germany, who are the biggest tour operators in Europe, probably the world. So that's an indication how the mainstream are recognizing the opportunities that exist here. But the main barrier to actually the industry being effective is fear, and I think you would agree that's it. And fear comes from misunderstanding, myths, misconceptions. It's a perception. They equate disability with illness, they equate disability with poverty, they equate disability with problems, risk, and complexity. Most of those are just simply not true. It can be complex, but that's only because the industry isn't geared up. And for us that work in the arena of actually moving people, the main barrier to us doing it easier is that the industry generally isn't geared up. It's almost like we speak a different language. We have to change that. So how can we affect this change? How can we change the world? We're travel counselors and we're unique. We're not like any other travel company in the world. We're independent. We're not tied to anyone else. We have 385 accredited suppliers from every facet of facet of the industry. And we can literally construct the best, wherever the best solution is for our customer, wherever they want to go, whatever their requirements, we can literally go to one of our suppliers and literally construct that and put it together. So we don't have anything on the shelf. Well, actually we do, because when I go to places like Kerala and put together this itinerary, it means that every one of my 2,000 colleagues around the world can just take that off the shelf. It's tried, it tested, it works. Some of the most accessible hotels I've seen anywhere in the world, at several thousand feet up in Manar, incredible hotel, it's amazing. So that's the way the model works. I go out, create product, the rest of the travel counselors around the world can sell it with confidence. And Travel Counselors has the only one of me. I'm not bragging, I'm not boasting, but there are not many people who've made the journey I have through 40 years in the industry, personal insight into injury, 7 years running, establishing and running what became the market leader in accessible travel in the UK, and 10 years working in the mainstream. It's just a kind of alignment of the stars, really. That's all. I'm not boasting my own talents. I'm just saying it's a unique situation. So how can we do this? We can do this precisely because we're not specialists. And it's what we do every day anyway. It's what every travel counselor in the world is anyway. We establish a relationship with the customer, we find out what the requirements are, and we match or we exceed those requirements. It just happens that these are a different set of requirements. That's all. There's no bigger deal than that. And crucially, we have leverage with our suppliers and our partners, which is what specialists don't have, because they don't have what we have, and that's customers in volume. And that provides a huge influence, if you like, on suppliers. So the process of affecting change, there was four elements to me. One, socialization, harmonization, normalization, and globalization. So socialization for me was to educate everybody. I mean everybody in the company, from our domestic staff up to the chief executive officer, everybody is being educated. So that's all the lead, all the support personnel, 2,000 travel counselors around the world, and crucially our suppliers, our partners need to be educated as well. Otherwise we're clapping with one hand. We need to harmonize and work together. And that comes through training and education. And that education has been, I put it together, and it's comprehensive, and it's intense, and it's life-changing, and that's backed up by online training modules that any of my colleagues in the world can go on, and they can look at, so how does somebody get on an aeroplane in the wheelchair? It's all there. It's on a remote, sophisticated training platform. Harmonization is educating, influence, and collaborating with our suppliers. Designing out restrictive practices. It's simply unacceptable when major hotel groups in the world who are sitting on thousands of beds, although those rooms are accessible and all those rooms are available, will not guarantee them. That is unacceptable, and we're able to influence hotels and already have to get them to change their policies. We need to standardize processes so we're not going through different processes every time we want to arrange assistance with an airline. Normalization, we strive for excellence, but we're avoiding the special. We have to embrace the market as societal and not disability specific, because the real business is in society, and not if we look through myopia of a specialist market. We have to trade in access, inclusion, and aspiration. My first question to my client isn't what's your disability or condition, it's where do you want to go? Where do you want to go? That's all I want to know. We will deal with everything else after that. Globalization is establishing the effective model in the UK, which we've done, and then embedding this across the globe in all of our operations, which I'm doing. So we're learning, we're sharing, we're growing, and we can because we have the technology. We have our own TV studios. We can disseminate information around the world to 2,000 people in the blink of an eye. So have we changed the world? We've changed our world, and hopefully we can work together and we can change everybody's world here, because accessible inclusive is now a pillar of corporate development in our company. It's on the agenda every time there's a board meeting. Accessible is represented at board meetings. There's pan-company awareness and ambition. It was when I came into Travel Counsellors, I was a lone voice, not anymore. Everybody's on the agenda. So there's, and we're standardizing processes right across the company. It's now a culture. It's not an add-on. It's not something that's at the side there. Accessibility touches everything we do. The way we communicate, the way we create product, everything, the marketing, it's all about accessibility. So supplier collaborations are already affecting change. We are already influencing our suppliers to change the way they behave, and that makes it us, it makes it easier for us and everybody else to make travel accessible. So the impacts are now global. So can we help you? This summit is extraordinary. I've learned so much, seen some incredible work that's going on. I'll make an invitation to everybody here. Let us be your bridge to the mainstream. We can do that. I can do that. We're doing it with John already. We've already had this conversation and several other suppliers here. I can introduce what the incredible things that you're doing to the mainstream, because we have something. We have leverage. We have what they want, and that's a large amount of customers. So I'll invite everybody to collaborate with us and I've got to dash off straight off this. I've got Eurostar train to contact, but my contact details are on the information here. Thanks very much for listening. Enjoy the rest of the conference. Not much left right now.